The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Happy weekend. Morgan here. This is the Best Bits podcast. This is the part where I talk to somebody from the show. It's not the bits. So if you want just the bits, that's coming in part two. But right now I got to talk to Raymundo about some things that happened on the show this week. He's my guest. What's up, Ray?
What up, girl?
I'm so not used to you doing your yeah now.
Well, I mean, I still legally can. Bones did buy it, so I'm kind of weaning myself from doing it.
Yeah, I was just like really prepared for it in this moment, and then it was like, what's up, girl? It was just not the same.
And my wife found this random chick. She does, yes.
Interesting.
Right, and so then my wife goes, should we go after them and sue them? I'm like, I don't have any ownership of you.
What is the girl? Is she on like TikTok or something?
She's pretty famous. She has stuff on Instagram, believe TikTok as well. And we were just looking at it, but it's
interesting. I've never seen her.
Yes.
You started doing that instead of your yeah.
There's ways
hilarious
around it.
Hilarious. Well, we're just going to get into it. Listen, this week on this show, coming in at number seven, there was some controversy in the studio over a Lainey Wilson signed poster. It's gone missing. Ray, you are one of the prime suspects in this situation.
I really am.
What do you think happened to it?
I mean, the funny thing is, when they do the bit, it's like Bones is in there, Eddie's in there, Lunch and Amy. Obviously, it's none of them. I mean, is Bones going to be the one that did it? No. Amy? Absolutely not. Lunchbox?
Maybe.
Not really. Eddie, no, you know. So immediately when the bit started, they're pointing the fingers at the poor people on the show. They're like looking directly at me.
Hey, I'm still with you in that. I may be sitting in the studio, hey, but I'm with you in that.
Let's blame Ray and the janitor, guys.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, there's some listener theories online.
Hit me with them.
That somebody else in the building took it and threw it out.
Yeah.
Specifically someone from another show, because apparently somebody went live and did like this whole throwing things off our balcony or whatever, and they think it was the poster might have been included in that. And then the eBay story like kind of matches up if he really did find it in a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty strong like fan theory that's happening on our show pages.
Yeah, poor Bones though. I mean, he didn't even get to see the thing, and then it just gets tossed. So
I mean, we are getting like totally pushed out of our studios, basically. Like, it is zombie land around here.
Yeah, this is actually sad for me. I got kicked out of my apartment downtown because they're bringing a wrecking ball and building a Four Seasons. So I know the feeling. And it's so creepy because there were maybe in my apartment complex, let's say 50 people that one weekend, all these moving trucks. The next weekend, there's even more moving trucks. Everybody within a 2-week span had to move out. And it's so sad and creepy. It's even weirder than in college when you leave the dorms because you have all your stuff and you're thinking, man, in a week, there's going to be a wrecking ball. That's kind of how I feel here at our place here.
Yeah, you're having some like flashbacks from that time.
Yes, it's time to move out, and we have not moved out yet. And I just want to know, when is the wrecking ball coming?
I know, right? Isn't it weird, like, to think that there's going to be a bunch of, like, strangers in the building, and then there's just us left?
Yeah, we crushed it. I mean, there's not going to be any more funny in the building. There's probably going to be some serious industry that comes, the architects, designers. There's probably never going to be a joke told in this building ever again once we leave.
I mean, I don't know who's, we have no idea who's coming in
here. I've already seen them.
Yes, if it is the people we've seen, maybe, right? But I don't know. I don't know if those aren't just like their minions that came in and did their work.
Surveying and stuff. I swear to God, not making this up, I was in the bathroom, going to the bathroom, and one of the guys for their new company or whatever that took over the building comes into the bathroom, opens the door, and goes, "Okay, guys, yeah, let's measure these walls, okay." Sir, I'm right here going to the bathroom. Please shut the door and understand that what you're doing right now, it cannot happen. We're civilized human beings.
It feels very weird. It feels like we're being invaded and we didn't ask for it.
And the people upstairs, they came down here because they go, "Hey, they stole our water tank. We no longer have water up here."
Like we think down here is bad, but like upstairs is different. It's like a apocalyptic. This is like zombie land, and that's apocalyptic up there.
And I saw one room is just full of boxes. There's about 1,000 boxes in there.
I know, but we are moving to a really cool building downtown. Are it you excited to be back downtown?
Right next to McDonald's, yes. A block from my gym, of course. A gas station to fill your car up right after work. Let's do it.
So basically what you're saying is before you come into the show already early, you're going to go and get your gas, walk to get your workout in, and then walk to McDonald's before you go into the studio.
The McDonald's is going to, is going to counterbalance the working out. We will all gain weight. But there is a Whole Foods.
Yeah. McDonald's or Whole Foods? Like $2 or like $10?
Yep.
That is true. I want to know, Ray, what you have been jamming to recently, though. You told me there's a song that you've listened to like on repeat. What is it?
To the point, it's Son of a Sinner by our boy Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
And I'll play it here in a sec. But my wife, even at the house, she goes, "Hey, you can't listen to that anymore in a row," because I was just rolling it through. I think at one point it was almost 10 in a row.
You literally had that like little repeat thing on?
Because at my place, I'm looking at the mountains, the river, the gully, and then I hear this. It's amazing on the patio. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for
so good. And after he came into the studio for his interview, and we were talking about, okay, so this song is incredible. It's on country radio right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's going up the charts. But we also talked about how he had Dead Man Walking as like the number one rock song.
Which is impressive. So he's doing two genres.
Yes.
Is what they say it in the biz.
And I'm with you. Like that Son of a Sinner is a great song. But also, Dead Man Walking, I added to my playlist like immediately.
I got it right here.
Play it. Yeah, like you want a good workout song? Like that's a vibe. I was like running on the treadmill. I was like, yeah, put it on repeat.
I don't listen that hard though, but maybe I can try it.
Do you listen, like when you work out, what do you listen to?
Straight rap.
Only rap?
Yeah.
I feel like rock is like.
Oh, and country.
No. You can't say straight rap and then you're like, and country too.
Listen, if it's rap, I'm listening to it. Fetty Wap.
You're like jamming. You're like the Eminem of the gym, basically. Is that what's happening?
I'm not trying to get, you're going really dark when you're running because you're trying to come up from the ashes or something.
Yeah. Like. Well, listen, when I'm like running, I hate running. Okay. I hate it. It's like the worst thing I have to do as part of my workouts. And so when I run, I need like intense things to push me through it and stop thinking about running.
Got it.
So I listen to like rock jams, some pop jams. We got a good mix of everything. Can't say I have rap in there, though. Grinding All My Life by Nipsey Hussle is on my playlist.
Nipsey Hussle?
Nipsey Hussle, yeah. Sorry.
So he released that before he died?
Yeah, that's an old song.
Oh, okay.
I just like found it the other day when I was looking for new music to put on my workout playlist.
What's it called?
Grinding All My Life.
Yeah, we ain't got the clean version. Sorry.
Yeah, don't play it. It's a really good song, though. Like, if you want just like a vibe rap, there you go. You can add that one.
Thank you. Added.
Yeah, but that none of those are the songs I've been like really jamming like you on repeat. Bam Bam by Camila Cabello and Ed Sheeran.
The ocean, but you're surfing now. I said I love you for life, but I just sold our house. We were kids at the start, I guess we're grown-ups now. Couldn't ever imagine even having doubts, but not everything works out.
Such a vibe.
No. Now I'm out dancing with strangers. You could be casually dating. Damn, it's all changing so fast. I see it, love it, I see it. Yeah, that's just life, baby.
I'm going to Dominican Republic right now.
Yeah, right? Like, it's an island vibe.
Mexico City, here we come.
So good. And then, like, Ed Sheeran comes and you're like, okay, it's over. It's a great song.
That is, I've not heard that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, there you go. But you're not going to listen to it while you work out. No.
It's more of, it's what I do. Hip hop and then also top 40.
Ooh, would you add some like Bob Marley Jamaican vibes in there?
No, it's got to be a Bieber type Jamaican vibes or this Bam Bam.
What's your favorite Bieber song right now?
Right now, what's one that I don't know that I wouldn't say that's like brand new? Because I mean, I'm thinking
Stay with Kid Laroi, if I pronounce that correctly.
Need you to stay. Need you to stay.
Yeah, that's probably like up there.
I guess I hear them, and I necessarily don't know the titles. So I probably, as a radio guy, that's terrible of me. But where's the Stay at?
You are also the audio guy, so like you're definitely a listen by ear kind of guy, not like just see a title.
There, no, it isn't.
That's like his, at least like recent really big one. He's released some new ones since then, but I would say that's like the big hit.
All right, I failed us with the hook.
That's okay. You may be the audio guy, but it's okay. You can have flaws too, Ray.
Lunch can't pull up the audio like this. I don't even think it's in the system.
That's interesting. I mean, it was a number one, I believe.
Kid Laroi. There it is. Bieber's listed second.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when
good.
I yeah, we're just vibing on this. You've heard this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that your favorite Bieber song right now? Maybe.
It's usually the newer ones. When he had that one that, like, now we were talking about the Mexico type vibes. What was that one called when he was with?
Are you talking about Peaches?
Yeah, no, not Peaches. Hold on. Justin Bieber, it was
we're just having a little jam session to start the best bits. I love it.
What the heck was he with?
Especially because I'm butchering names to start the morning.
You really are.
Listen, pronouncing it's not my strong suit.
I don't even know.
Oh, a island vibe. No, everything Justin Bieber is really good. Did you go to his concert when he was in town?
No, it was on a weeknight and I don't. Okay, Despacito.
Oh, yeah, that's a few years ago, though, right? Like, he's released so much new music.
All right. We have music in our ears every morning. What do you expect me to do? Go home and search for other music?
I mean, yeah, if you're listening to music at the gym.
Hey, if you're going on vacation this summer, pop this puppy in the playlist.
Okay. Like 3 years too late.
But you also have to be going south, tropical only. You're not going to the mountains listening to this.
I don't know. You never know. But add Bam Bam to that playlist with Despacito.
I can already see it. Playa del Carmen. You're chilling in a topped out van. It's you. Or not van, Jeep, you and your chick or whatever. Listen to this. Cruising around, Federales, trying to outrun them.
Yeah, that's a jam.
Heading
it's
to Tequila Frogs.
Heading to what?
I don't know.
Tequila Frogs?
No, Tequila Frogs.
Oh, okay.
Senior Frogs.
I was like, okay, that's hey, what it yo. Is. I was like, I haven't heard of it. I was just going to let it go.
Senior Frogs, you get tequila. I combine the two.
You want to know that when I was 18, I was so excited. I went on a cruise with one of my friends and my parents for like our graduation from high school kind of trip. And we went to Senior Frogs. And man, did I have the best time of my life at 18 years old down in Mexico.
Not allowed here in the States, but it is there.
Exactly. They were like pouring shots in my mouth. I was like, what is this place?
You said you just graduated, right? Were you listening to this the whole time?
All right, I was not.
That was big when I was in high school.
This song was?
Yeah.
This was your jam in high school?
Well, they'd play it and everybody would get all sad and cry. Every time we did a dance, people were playing this our senior years. Oh my gosh, what are you going to end up doing? Oh, I'm going to miss you so much.
This feels like a movie that I'm like watching in real time with this song and you commentating.
And then none of us kept in touch and I don't even know what any of them are doing.
Do you still have all your yearbooks?
No, I think I threw them away. I kept one because my girlfriend at the time was on the yearbook committee. So she put all these pictures of me and her in it. Not necessarily me and her. So it's not like I saved it because there's pictures of her. She put so many pictures of me in it.
Oh.
In the yearbook, I may have 100 pictures in it.
It was like a love letter to you.
Well, no. But she just hooked it up. So there's like, it's documented, me and my boys and stuff. So that's the one I kept. The other ones are kind of crap. I believe I was in there like once and there was no real connection. I didn't feel any emotion. So I'm like, throw away.
Really? Like, were you one of those people that threw away like things of sentimental value and you just kept very specific things, or did you keep most of it and the yearbooks is not like part of that?
I'm a big sentimental guy. So I used to keep, my dad would get Sports Illustrated. I'd keep all those. At one point it was in a magazine form, and then I'd keep love letters. And then there were yearbooks and there was notes from every card for birthday, Christmas, kept them all. And then I moved around the country. So in, you know, senior year, I'm going to Chicago. Got to get rid of some stuff. Then from Chicago, I moved to Texas pretty much. I left Chicago, went to Texas. So you got to get rid of more stuff. I only took 2 suitcases to Texas. And then my mom calls and says, hey, what do you want with this box of a bunch of cards? I'm like, throw it away. I mean, I kept some, but it's sentimental stuff is fine until you just move on and that you don't can't carry around 10 boxes of sentimental things throughout your whole life.
So you don't still have things sitting like at your parents' house?
I do.
You do?
But condensed version.
Not a lot.
I'm telling you, it used to be like, I'd have bag after bag of love letters, and then I just thought to myself at one point, I'm never going to have any need for these. Like, what is going on? And then Laura finds them, and she's like, what is going on with all these love letters?
I mean, I still think you could keep some of that. Like, some of it, you may have, like, kids at some point in your life and be like, you know, I want to show them. You know, I was a playa back in the day.
No. We go through seasons in our life, so, I mean, that version of me is not who I am today.
No, but like, listen, my parents have like a whole storage room and it has so much of our stuff from childhood until now.
But if you're going to be a parent, are you keeping that same stuff your parents kept?
There's stuff in there that I would love to show my kids.
The finger drawings that you did in art class, are those necessary to keep?
No, but I'm sure there's some in there.
That's like what I'm saying. My mom has those. And
yeah.
There's no way there's any need for it or anything. Maybe the new thing is legacy box.
Legacy box. That's photos and videos. You can't legacy box toys and drawings.
You take a picture of them and then you just move on from them. But there's just no room to have all that baggage and stuff like that. I don't know. We were a saving world. Dudes used to keep baseball cards. No guys do that anymore. We were a collector type of people. The new generation, no, you just move on.
I mean, yeah, the new generation. But think about it. If you have a kid 5 years old, say it's a boy, and you're like, oh my gosh, I have this 20-year-old baseball card collection.
They're not going to appreciate it. Whatever you enjoy, they don't.
Oh, man, Rick.
Not to be Mr. Negative.
The sentimental side of you left. He's like, I'm out.
But I'm just telling you, when they tell you at Southwest you can have 2 suitcases, that is when it push comes to shove.
Why didn't you drive down? Did you not have a car?
It was 2,000 miles, and I didn't have a car. So, my parents didn't want me to take it. I had a friend that was going to drive me around in Texas. So that's how we ended up doing it. But when they're telling you at the gate, hey, your bags are over 50 pounds. I'm like, all right, mom, take that stuff. You realize your whole life can fit in 2 suitcases. And then also, I mean, you don't need all the other stuff.
Yeah, you don't need it, but it is pretty cool to have it.
It's probably, I swear to God, in my parents' garage.
Do you have a trophy from back in the day?
I threw a lot of those away. I'm not a trophy guy.
That surprises me. I don't know why, but that just surprises me.
I would keep it all. Like, I'm just telling you, in the moment, all my wrestling things, I would write down the meet. I would write down my weight, who I beat, how fast I beat him. I would keep all that stuff, batting average. I'd play a baseball game, and I'd just keep a list. And one time I had, like, a 10-game hitting streak, and I'd write it all down. This stuff's not important. It was cool then, but I threw it all. It's donezo. There's some random dumpster in the world that has all these trophies that are completely meaningless, but at one point I thought they were cool.
The waste is there. I can understand the waste side of it. But yeah, the sentimental side of Ray has left, at least for now.
All right.
I mean, it's okay, though. I can appreciate it, and I can respect it. Also, this weekend, we were talking about concerts, and we're both going to Kenny Chesney this weekend.
Hey, oh, here's the hook. No shoes, no shirt, and no
problem. So good. You haven't been before, right?
I don't, but no, I haven't. I was thinking maybe he's played at a festival or something I've been to, but no. And I'm not the biggest Kenny Chesney guy, but my wife goes, hey, if there's any outside of Garth, we're all about Garth. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, is there a concert that she wants to go to? She said, if you can get Kenny Chesney tickets, please. Mm-hmm. That's a must, because apparently your word is vibe. Apparently Kenny is a vibe.
Oh yeah. It's a whole, like, I told Scuba Stevie's going to, and I was like, listen, you want to get there for all of it. Like, it's just an experience. They tailgate before the thing starts. It's like a football game.
And people wear their costumes. So you got everybody's in tropical attire. There's a bunch of pirate flags flying. You think all of a sudden we've been overrun?
Yes, there is pirate flags everywhere because of his like no shoes nation thing. Mm-hmm. It is a different experience unlike anything I've ever seen. I saw him one other time and it was at Arrowhead. And it was the one time that I almost got in a fight at a concert.
That a girl. Let's not recreate that.
No, I won't be. I will not be. I'm like coming. I have the Nashville Humane Fashion Show that I have to. I'm doing. I'm walking in with a dog, mm-hmm. and then I'm literally like running there and like going trying to see Kenny afterwards. So like I'm gonna miss everything besides Kenny.
So you gave the advice to go to the tailgate, and you're not even yourself going to the tailgate.
If I didn't have this prior commitment, I would have been. Like I would have been out there all day long. I'm telling you, like you want to go for that full experience.
I was trying to pull up his big one, summertime. What's the one where
Kenny's big one? He has like 25, right?
I know. I'm weeding through an entire album right here.
Yeah, there's like so many. Summertime is a great song, but there's No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem. Is that what you just played?
I just played that. How do we not have Kenny Summertime?
You're doing great as the audio guy here, Ray.
Lunch can't do it. Eddie can't do it.
Just because they can't do it doesn't mean...
Scuba Steve can do it. Mm-hmm. He has me on that one.
But yeah, I think Old Dominion, Dan and Shay. Oh yeah, this is vibe.
I'm telling you, every day, I get in the weirdest funk in a good way with songs where I'll listen to them every day or 10 times in a row, like the Jelly Roll song. But I would listen to this song every morning going to work when I worked in Texas at like a distribution center where you go and throw boxes.
Yeah.
And I was in Texas, so I felt the summertime feel. Every day that summer, this is how I started my day. Just like a long lost friend, you ain't seen a while. Can't help but smile.
Come on, Ray, you gotta sing.
And then I would like get to work. I'm like, oh crap, I hate my life.
That was like total turn off switch there.
But dang, those 3 minutes of Kenny were great, weren't they?
And you get to finally see it live now, that song, because he'll definitely play it. He plays, at least he has in his previous like stadium shows, played majority of his hits.
And we got some sick seats.
Yeah.
Well, let's be real.
It's going to be epic.
And it's even better. I told Scuba Steve I'm not a floor guy. I almost enjoy being up a little bit and away from you don't want to be front row for whatever. I'm an audio guy. I just don't think that's the best sound.
Well,
sonically.
Yeah, also like that damage your ears.
Exactly.
Do you wear earbuds when you go?
No. What, do you want me to be like the ultimate dork and roll up with my earbuds in?
Listen, as I've gotten older, I've considered bringing earbuds or earbuds. I don't even know what they're called when they're not like the actual earphones.
Earplugs.
Yeah. I did. I wore them at the Morgan Wallen concert.
You are such a loser.
Well, listen, the first night I didn't.
You have to tell the big show that.
Oh, I think I prepped it. But I wore them. I didn't wear them down. We were in the pit one night and I didn't wear them. But then when we were up in a suite, we were right next to the speaker. I was like, I can't hear crap to
in the
save
suite?
My life. Yeah, the second night.
Interesting.
And when we were up there, that speaker was like directly next to us, the massive speaker.
All right.
I couldn't hear crap to save my life.
Smart. You're going to thank yourself when you're 80.
I mean, yeah, but then I'm like sitting here blaring crap in my ears.
But
all the time.
28-year-old version of you was a loser.
Yeah.
That at 80, she can hear.
I even had like my hair back too, so you could see that I had them, and it's not like you can hide it. There's just these little orange things sticking out of my ears.
Real boy, proud boyfriend moment there.
Oh yeah. But yeah, so Kenny Chesney this weekend. We're gonna have fun.
Mm-hmm. Entire show going.
I mean, I don't know if it's the entire show. I think it's like you, me, and Scuba.
Kevin, people don't know him. He's behind the scenes.
Yes.
McKitty, he's a midday guy.
Yeah.
He's a night guy.
You always call him the day guy.
But yeah, enough people coming. It's like family. It'll be fun.
Oh yeah, but I don't know what time it starts, so I'm definitely gonna be missing a good portion of it. But I'm trying to make it for Kenny. That's my plan.
Well, I'll record Summertime if he plays it before you get there.
I mean, I hope not. I don't think, if I remember correctly, that Kenny goes on before 9. At least before. It was late.
Yeah, well, because he has such star openers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine that it's later.
Well, because it's Carly Pierce, Old Dominion, and Dan and Shay. So, like, by the time Kenny goes on, it has to be, like, 9:30, I think. I would
agree with that.
We'll see. It's going to be weird. So, if you see a lot of Instagram stories of us all at Kenny.
All I know is Carly Pierce better play her hit, which I love, Next Girl.
Oh, you love that one?
Yeah. Next Girl. That's a good one.
I now am going to opt for you singing things instead of playing the audio of them.
No.
Yes, that was great. You did the Next Girl part. It's wonderful.
I'm actually kind of looking more forward to Carly Pierce than the other two openers.
Really?
Oddly.
Old Dominion has opened for Kenny when I saw him, and they are a vibe with Kenny. That's like the perfect mix.
So they're probably going to jump back out then mid-show with Kenny if they have songs that they feel together.
Maybe. That's possible.
Here's my Carly song.
I bet you probably met. At a bar, let him walk you to your car. I bet he said he never falls this hard. Yeah, I remember that part. He knows how to say all the right things. Knows how to get you out of that dress. Knows how to make.
That's a crazy song, because when you hear it, you just immediately imagine in your head her and Michael Ray. Like, oh, that's God. A powerful song when it can create images in your head.
Oh, yeah. And you're like really creating the images your head.
Yeah, you're creating some images at the bar and everything. You're like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, on that note, be prepared for Ray to be singing Summertime and Next Girl all weekend long and Son of a Sinner.
Yep.
That's going to be also in the rotation.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes. I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Then, number six this week, we had a really fun guest. Ryan Charles came in. He performed his song New Boot Goofin', which Bobby thinks is the first time we've ever had like a rap performance in studio, besides obviously like Lunchbox, Amy, and Bobby rapping this week on the show. That also happened.
Yep.
But I don't have much to say other than like you gotta watch that performance, especially seeing Lunchbox dance with him. That video's up at BobbyBones.com. Is this getting added to your rotation, Ray?
I have not said it to the old Alexa yet, but I may have to.
I feel like this is a song for you.
It's good. It's a good pregame before you're about to go out to the bars. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know before brunch. It's maybe a little too hard-hitting, but I would say if you're heading out on a night, you and your chick are going to go just tear one off. Start with New Boot Goofin'.
Tear one off. Oh, man. Well, we already talked about songs, but what I do want to know too, Ray, is what you've been watching recently. Do you have any...
Are you going to give me a good one? I give you a good one, you give me a good one?
Oh, yeah, I got lots of them, so right, you go for it.
I'll just give you my one. So I watched the whole first season, I think, let's say around 8 episodes, 50 minutes each. It's called Welcome to Eden.
Okay.
The simplest way to explain it, it's on Netflix.
You're like, oh, I don't know.
No, because I'll put it on Instagram and I'll say the wrong streaming service and everybody's like, Netflix, you idiot, Netflix. Sorry. I don't know what. My wife, honestly, she controls the remote with all the streaming services. So she clicks through all of them.
And she's the one who decides what you guys watch?
Yeah, it's usually her. Mm. I like her taste in shows. But yeah, Welcome to Eden. It is. I can pair it to Firefest. What? Remember how all those rich kids went to an island?
Yeah.
That's what this is about. And it's combined with Squid Games and also a reality show and also Truman Show.
You love your reality shows.
Maybe not reality.
Is it real life or is it like they're trying to win money or like?
No. Well, it's a show, but they're just told about that they were selected. And so this whole group, boom, let's go to an island and party. And it's all centered around. So what's your favorite tropical place? What's your favorite vacation? Imagine like you're Nirvana.
The Grand Caymans.
Okay. And so have you been there before?
Yes.
And you've been there for how long?
I don't know, like a day.
Was it awesome?
Oh, it was amazing.
Okay. Well, what if that day turned into a week? Would it still be awesome?
I mean, I would think so.
What about a month?
Yeah, I think so. You're living on a beach.
What about forever?
I don't know.
That's what it's centered around. It's like, is your idea of paradise really paradise if it gets annoying after a couple of weeks?
Interesting.
So, yeah. That's
so
what
is it kind of like real world in a sense?
No, I don't mean to say like reality. I shouldn't have said that. But Truman Show, because it's filmed like that. There's a little drone that films a lot of the stuff, and they all know that they're being watched. So.
And they're just like existing. They're just living on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, mm-hmm. Interesting.
No spoilers here, but yeah, Welcome to Eden.
Okay, and it is on Netflix.
Yeah, and I think it's in Spanish. So there's some...
You're watching something in subtitles?
I just thought of that. It's in Spanish, so just watch the bottom of the screen, but you easily don't even realize that they're speaking a different language after that.
Oh my gosh, Ray, I can't watch crap with subtitles. I'm not good at it. I can't multitask.
And it's like one of those where you Google all the people that are in it.
Yeah.
You're like, my gosh, where's this actor or actress from? Like the dudes are all pimps, the chicks are all good looking. Great show. It is a up my alley. It is my brand type of show. Welcome to Eden.
Yeah, but then you like drop the bomb at the end, like, oh, also it's in Spanish.
Just remembered that.
Well, at least you forgot it enough to be like, okay, I really like this show. So that's saying something, but.
And my rating system, I give it 4 palm trees out of 5.
4 out of 5. That's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Garden of Eden.
I would say within a week and a half we watched it, which is pretty good for us because we're slow watchers.
It's just one season up there so far?
Yep.
Nice.
I'll tell them to hurry up for the second one.
Hopefully they do it. They bring it out soon. Well, also on Netflix, have you ever seen Suits?
My wife watched it a little bit with Meghan Markle.
Yes. Okay, so there's a new show on Netflix called The Lincoln Lawyer, and so good. It's like if you combine Suits with a murder show.
Okay.
Really good. One season, I binged it in like a weekend. So that's a great one. And I would give it 4... I don't have like a cool word, so I'm just going 4.5 out of 5 Lincolns.
Did you just use the title of it?
I did.
In
but
the rating system?
Lincoln's very big in it. I can't help it.
If it's a big thing in it, then that you can use that as a rating.
It is. Okay. It's part of it. And then I watched The Perfect Pairing movie on Netflix, which is like a rom-com. It's pretty cute. Did you ever watch, and you probably didn't because it was a girly show like back in the day on Nickelodeon, Victorious?
No.
Okay. Well,
did you ever watch Everybody's So Raven?
No. That's So Raven? Yes, I did, right?
Hilary Duff. What was her?
Lizzie McGuire. Trust me, everything Disney. Everybody wants to know what I spent my childhood watching because we quiz me on these old things. I spent my entire childhood watching Disney.
And my sister watched it, so I would be in and out. I saw Lizzie McGuire and all them, Shia LaBeouf.
So you like the Even Stevens stuff too? Yep. Like all of that was my jam. That's what I spent so much of my childhood doing.
I will say, not terrible shows.
They're great.
Right. I just didn't have time to sit around and watch it with my sister, but yeah, they're good.
Yes. Well, so the girl in Victorious was in this The Perfect Pairing movie, and it was a really good rom-com. If you're kind of looking for a rom-com, like Netflix has these cheesy moments in movies that they put out, so there's that. But if you kind of take that out, it was a decent rom-com.
And you're watching it on your 70-inch.
My 70-inch.
And I think that TV looks massive. I saw you post it. I think it was, I don't know when this airs, but yeah, I saw you post it. You were watching some.
Oh, yeah, the other show I'm going to talk about. Yeah.
So that one. And then I was like, I'm not even seeing the show. Dang, TV.
I do. I have two big TVs, but Ray, I watch so much TV and movies. Like,
that's depressing.
No, that's my getaway.
Not depressing. That's actually good.
Because, like, we can't go on vacation very often, right?
Oh.
Well, think about it. We can't. Like, we work all the time.
Woe is me.
I'm just saying. So that's my, like, getaway sometimes. I'll, like, sit and I'll, like, binge a good movie or a TV show and, like, I can just kind of detach from everything for a little bit.
You just remind me. This is random, but I was talking to a dude the other night. We had an event at our clubhouse, and he was telling me about Bali, the place near Australia.
Oh, yeah, like the super cool Bali.
Right,
yeah.
And he goes, dude, the key is you get all these deals if you go there on vacation for a month. And I'm like, bro, one small problem. I can't vacation for a week.
I can barely get 48 hours here. Like, what do you want
from me? Nice life, dude. Can't relate.
Right? Oh, my God. The people that are doing the, like, work from home jobs and they don't have kids and stuff, like, so envious.
Really?
Because then they can go travel everywhere.
Wife did it for a year and close to it. She's a lot happier going into work.
A lot more smiles.
You get up, you're forced to get dressed and everything. Like, not that she didn't, but the vibe, it was just, it's much more, like, I don't know, not positive. It's not like we got negative, but it's just much more ambitious of a lifestyle getting into a vehicle and going to a job than just sitting at home, you know, because she would work hard, but she'd be like, I feel like I haven't done anything today. I'm like, well, you have with your fingers, keyboard.
You're not wrong.
I come home, she's having a call with her boss.
There's so many people I know that, like, especially, you know, kind of post-pandemic as we're still coming out of that went and, like, every month worked from a different state or a different country. I'm like, what the? Like, that'd be amazing.
They're smart, and they're like, we can work from home? Cool. I'm going to go to a different state in an Airbnb.
Yeah, that's literally what they did. Like, she stayed in Hawaii at one point.
Wow.
Like, I'm telling you, I was like, that's pretty cool. That was a pretty good idea.
That's cool. So you were saying your vacation is watching TV. Sorry, I interrupted you for a sidebar.
Yeah. No, that was a good sidebar.
Okay.
But for now, yeah, until like I can travel and stuff and it doesn't cost me an arm and a leg to go somewhere, yeah.
Travel with your TV.
Yeah, I try to at least. But yeah, so that's a good one, both on Netflix. I watched The Lost City and Uncharted, which are new movies. I rented them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those yet?
No.
The Lost City's with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum.
Okay.
And Uncharted's with Tom Holland and Mark.
Wally Wahlberg?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That might be a good watch.
And I will say, like, both of them were, like, if you just need something to watch, there's so much out there. And, like, if you've just watched everything and that's, like, what you want to watch, they're fine. They weren't, like, my favorite movies of all time. But they were good. Like, they were good action movies. Both of them were, like, I got a few laughs out. And they kept me entertained. But, like, I would give them both, like, 3 out of 5. They're not, like, all the way on the great scale.
If anybody at the end of this, all of this life goes, hey, what was Morgan all about? I'd be like, man, that girl can watch some TV.
Dude, I can't.
I mean, what a great quality.
Well, this is also the thing that people don't realize. No, but this is also, hey, I also do gymnastics and boxing, and I have a therapy dog, so I'm doing things.
JP.
Just playing?
Yes.
Why didn't you say JK?
JK too.
JP? What the?
Man, that girl, I tell you what, she can watch a Netflix show.
But I also, like, when I go home from the studio, this is like a behind the scenes look at my life. I still have like 7 hours of work to do. So I'll just work and I'll watch things at the same time.
Love it.
That kind of gets me through the day instead of just like constantly sitting on my computer. So I'm kind of like, feel like I have a life outside of work.
Interesting.
Not that it actually works, because I'm still working.
Interesting and depressing. But
Okay. The last one I have is Obi-Wan Kenobi, which is what you probably saw me post about.
I did. Mm-hmm. They did two seasons or two episodes.
Two episodes.
And so you said, heck yeah.
I was so excited. Right? Like, you know when like a new thing comes out and you're just excited to watch the first episode, but then they drop two and you're like, oh my God, there's two.
For me, I think we always wait till the end of the season. So we always have all these episodes built up.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait that long to watch a new show. Like if there's a new show, especially Disney, they drop like the Marvel and Star Wars stuff like one episode at a time. I can't wait until it's over. I'd see all the spoilers online.
You already do, or you already are?
Oh yeah, people like start talking about it immediately. So like I can't wait. If I waited, then I'd be spoiled by the time I got to actually watch the show.
Gotcha.
Because it takes like, I don't know, 6 weeks or something to get them all out.
Okay.
But so when they dropped two, I was stoked and I stayed up late to watch that. So it's already a decent show. I'm really excited about where it's going. So but you never watched any of the Star Wars stuff, did you?
No. Maybe in another life.
Life, you're like not happening in this one.
If I come back as a loser, I'll watch that.
Oh my gosh, Star Wars is not loser. It hurts my heart. Okay, well there we go. There's shows we're watching. Ray, freaking
my bad,
making me feel like a nerd and sad for me. Thank you for that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just really enjoy movies and TV, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But coming in number five, we're going to keep making people feel sad, but not with me because Ray, Amy got scammed again on the show and we talked all about it. Like a dude came to her door. She gave him money. It was this whole like sob story that he gave her. And yeah, it was a scam after Mike D did some research. So unfortunately, Amy got scammed again. But Ray, you were saying that you recently got scammed.
Mm-hmm. You guys can learn from this. Here is The More You Know. That's how you know you're going to learn from this. It was actually my wife. She gets, I believe, an email, and it said she bought Bitcoin. She bought $800, and on your bill, when you get it, or you get on a credit card bill, it'll say the title of what it is. And the title was just Bitcoin, and so she thinks I'm gambling again, so she hits me up. Hey, we got to hunt that $800 charge Bitcoin. Not, she wasn't yelling. She just goes, what is this, and screenshots it, but in my head, she was yelling at me. And I go, I have no idea, but honestly, when I buy Bitcoin, it's from other sites. So it would say like cryptocurrency.com. It would never just say Bitcoin on a bill.
Yeah.
So she calls them. Well, guess what? It was a scam because they would email these people and then on the bottom, they would act like they were PayPal and they'd put a number, but that number wasn't PayPal. So she calls this number thinking it's PayPal, but it's not. It was a fake email with a fake PayPal logo and a fake number. So she's talking to this dude and he gets... This is where she screwed up on the scam. Did we lose any money? No, but it could have been so bad. So he goes, hey, download this app and it'll help with this process. It'll make it a lot simpler. So she downloads an app. So then he gets access to her phone and she starts freaking out. She's like, this guy has my phone. So she's changing all of her passwords. That's what you do as fast as you can.
Yeah.
iWatch, boom, Apple Watch, change that. iPhone, change all your passwords. This PayPal. Log out, log in, credit card. As long as you do all your passwords very quickly, they can't do too much. And she goes, she knew when it was a scam when he goes, okay, perfect. We got that on your phone. Now let's put something on your laptop. And at that point, then she started to realize it. And then that's when she texted me and she goes, I did something really stupid. But
oh my God.
She figured it out in time, changed all her stuff. But watch out for the old PayPal scam, The More You Know.
See, I like, especially with email now, I just don't even open them unless I know that I did something. But that's harder for you guys because there's two of you and it's not like, oh, what did Ray do? What did Laura do? Like, what happened? Because you guys are like...
The biggest thing in scams, she didn't trust me. She turned on me. She blamed me.
She was worried. She was like, ah, gosh, he's gambling again.
$800.
I mean, to be fair, though, right, with your history of gambling,
yeah,
it's a possibility.
Well, and she knows you can do gambling with Bitcoin.
Uh-huh.
And really, the offshore websites, that's primarily how they do it, Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So, the scammers, props. You guys used my biggest vice against me to turn my wife against me and us lose a bunch of money. But we didn't. We outsmarted you guys.
I'm really glad you guys didn't. That could have been so, so bad.
The more you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I will say, like, the scammers are getting smart, too. I keep getting phone calls from, it's my number, my dad's, and my mom's, and they jumble the numbers. Mm-hmm. So it looks like my mom is calling, and it, like, makes me do a double take, and I almost answer it, like, every time.
They do your mom's voice?
No, but, like, you know how, like, there's only, like, three numbers I remember in my life, right? It's, like, my phone number and my parents.
911.
okay, yes, 911, but they're not calling 191.
True.
You know, but like those are the three numbers I remember. So they'll call and it'll look like it's coming from them. But then I have to like remember and it, you know how it shows up on your screen as either like mom or like a random phone number.
Right. So you'd need to look for mom.
Yeah. I mean, yes. But like every time I see it, I'm like, is that mom? I have to think about it for a second. They're getting smart and they're using just like they use for you. Like they're using everything against you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be so diligent to like not fall for one.
Well, I mean, I guess it's actually to not get fooled by a scammer, just be lazy. So like they send you an email and you're like, screw that. I ain't going to deal with that. That would be my attitude. So yeah. I would never get scammed. A phone number I don't know. I'm like, oh, who the hell is that? Is somebody after me? Not answering. So as long as you're lazy and you don't really care about following up, you'll never get scammed.
Mm-hmm. Just don't answer random numbers or random text messages if you don't know them. Right.
Yep.
And if it looks like junk email, it is a junk email. Just delete it. Because too, like if it really was a Bitcoin thing, they would have sent you like official emails or you would have gotten something on your PayPal account. Like trust that to like your actual systems that you already have in place.
Correct.
Those are some good tips from the digital internet.
You would have them.
To be fair though, we got one from work the other day that was like, which I've gotten before. We have these like work boards that we have to be on for like the digital team.
Microsoft meetings.
Yeah, and it'll be like these like digital boards, and we got an email, and I clicked through it, and I was like, this isn't legit. It's not like it's wanting me to do all this login stuff, and I exited out of it right away, and then like 5 minutes later, we get an email from our support, and it's like, don't click it.
Saw
and I'm
that.
Like, damn it. Oh, so, I mean, they're there. They exist. They are finding every way, but I'm sorry your wife got scammed a little bit.
Didn't lose money, though. No apologies needed.
Yeah, I am really glad about that. Definitely sad for Amy in this situation, that's for sure. Also, oh my gosh, this is wild. Okay, so my friend was working out at the Y. Have you ever worked out at the Y?
I did when I first moved here.
Okay, so there was like a downtown Y here.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was working out there. She had put her stuff in a cubby. You have to have like a card to get into the Y, all these things, right? While she was working out, her car got stolen.
At the Y?
Yes, at the Y. This guy, like, this is how it all went, right? So this guy is a member at the Y, used his card to get in, and was wearing a ski mask, and he didn't get stopped.
He walked in with that.
Yeah. And they're like, and they said to her, they're like, well, like, you can walk in with a mask, but you can't, like, work out with one. And she's looking at the video footage. He works out with a ski mask on the whole time. He plays basketball with a ski mask on.
But they also busted him. They had to have.
I think at this point it's getting there, but like they should have stopped him then and there, like when he first walked in, right?
COVID.
With the ski mask on. But so he took the keys out of her cubby, stole the car, and then proceeded to drive it across to Kentucky. And by the time like it all worked out and the cops in Kentucky found the car, they stopped it. Her first two tires got slashed with like the whatever
spike
they throw
strips.
Out. Yeah. But so she has all this stolen merchandise in her car. And you know what the cops told her?
Tough luck.
No, she gets to keep all of it. It's now hers because it's in her property.
Oh, it was the dudes.
Yeah. It
is
was
it
like
good
all,
merch?
We don't know yet. She hasn't gotten her car back. Oh. Like she's still waiting for it. They're trying to get like her car back from Kentucky. But like anything that's in that car that they stole is now hers.
Interesting. They're like, there's a couple Balenciaga purses.
I know. I'm like, do you got like a Louis Vuitton in there? That'd be epic.
Keep the car. Take the purses.
Yeah.
Later.
Right.
No tires.
So like, yeah, her insurance will have to fix like the first two tires, the first like front tires or whatever, but wild story.
That'd be terrible. Hopefully she had a good workout.
She did until that moment she walked out in the parking lot and was like, I swear I parked my car here, and then like kept taking rotations and finally saw that her car got stolen.
She had no idea. She had an even bigger workout ahead of her after her Y workout.
Oh my gosh. It was like the worst situation. She said there has not been very helpful.
Yeah. Did you help her out?
We've been trying, but
no, like, did you go pick her up?
No, her parents are here.
Bad friend.
Her parents went and got her. If her parents were here, I was like, hey, I'll drive to Kentucky. Like, let's go find the car. Let's go.
Two chicks on the run, on the hunt for the car.
Listen, we would have, but
maybe
like,
take the boyfriend.
Yeah. You'd be like, what's going on? She said too, though, that, she may have to like go to Kentucky herself and get the car, which is kind of messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like they stole the car and now they're like, oh yeah, go get it in Kentucky. She's like, how am I don't have a car. Like, what? There's a lot of situations that were really like messed up in it. So I feel for her. But she was like, out of all, she's like, I'm never leaving my keys in the cubby again.
And now you just told the world about her lowest moment.
No, she said it was okay.
Oh, okay.
She told me I could talk about it. Because, like, crazy. The fact that she gets to keep all the stuff in the car.
Mm-hmm.
The dude had a ski mask on and nobody, like, questioned it. Just wild turn
that
of events.
That one's on the Y.
And he used his own card at the Y.
Yeah.
Like, just weird. I think, like, desperate situations.
They're like, he was our best member. He paid his dues every month.
Oh my God, probably. Like, dude, I'm telling you, like, we are living in a crazy world.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know what to think of it. But yeah, that happened to her. So not necessarily a scam, but a really sad situation.
Agreed.
So, but thankfully her car, besides the two tires, it's intact. So that's a good thing. Silver lining of all of it. But yeah.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes. I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Also, something finally happened on the show this week, coming in at number 4. After months of waiting, Bobby finally got his Christmas gift from Scuba Steve, which was like an epic Christmas gift. Months later, it's like a summer gift at this point.
Props to Scuba on that one.
Yeah, it's epic. The red microphone that says Bobby Bones on it that now sits in our studio, like, pretty epic gift. I understand the wait for that one, but
he got away with a 6-month late present. I mean, that's props. And the fact that there was no animosity, Bones was accepting to it, loved it, and put it on his Instagram. He loved it that much.
Yep. And like the fact too, just like, I can't get over that it lived up to the hype, right?
Rarely does it.
Rarely. And for 5 months we're waiting. We're like, what is this possible gift that took so long, right? You're like, okay, is it going to be like something that he opens? He's like, why did I wait 5 months for that? But he opened it and he was like, this is incredible. Mm-hmm. Like nobody even thought about, I didn't even like think that was a possibility.
You're not an audio person like us. We know all that
stuff. You thought it was a possibility?
Didn't think of it. But after the fact, I said, greatness. As an audio guy, it should have been where my head went.
It was. It definitely lived up to the hype for sure. So that was a cool moment. The pictures of it are on Bobby's Instagram, but also on BobbyBones.com. But Ray, have you ever gotten like an epic Christmas gift like that, or just a gift in general that you're like, this is the best day of my life?
I would say the go-kart when we were kids, because obviously we couldn't drive, and then you get a vehicle. It had a governor on it, so it's not like you're going 45 miles an hour. But me and my brother, sister, we rode it all over our town. Not our town, in the country. But yeah, to have a go-kart when none of your friends have a license or anything. You don't even have a license. I don't even know if a cop pulled you over. Because we were on dirt roads and stuff, could they give you a ticket? But where we were, no cop. I lived in the country, so there were no cops. But I'm just, props to my parents on giving us such a dope gift. Because, yeah, as a kid, you're like, oh, my gosh, I get to get in a motorized vehicle like you and Mom. This is great.
So the go-kart, was it like one that I'm thinking of that you see at like those arcade-type places? Or is it like kind of ATV more style?
I would say more ATV.
Okay, yeah. But it's like a go-kart. It isn't an ATV.
Go-kart.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why. What makes it different is it's more of, a go-kart is a car, but it doesn't have doors and stuff like that. It's kind of like see-through.
Interesting.
ATV can go all-terrain. You know, they're going over hills and stuff. This was just on dirt roads. Boom, rocket.
How many years did you guys like have it for before you couldn't do it anymore?
Years. I mean, I think we just moved, and so we couldn't take it with us because it was basically just a vehicle. But we rode it all the time. Friends would come over, and then you realize you're only going 15 miles an hour. And so then we lost interest. But for whatever year we first got it, so cool.
Did you pick up some ladies with it?
We had a neighbor girl. She was our age and our grade, and we would go over there and get her.
Oh, so you did pick up some chicks with the go-kart.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I picked up a girl was like 8 years old.
I was going to say, how old were you when the go-kart happened?
Very young.
Very young.
Because it didn't feel right. It felt my parents were doing something pretty risky. That was, the gift was way ahead of its time. It was super cool.
And do you have older or younger siblings? I know you have your twin.
Twin brother, and then sister's 2 years younger.
Okay, so you weren't the youngest. Did your sister ride around in it?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't let her drive, I imagine.
No, she did. No, that's sexist.
Well, to be fair,
women are bad at
It actually wasn't that. It was because most of the time brothers don't allow their sisters to do things.
I was like, did you just go sexist on your own sex?
No, it's because like brothers will be like, no, she can't do that. Like, that's not allowed, especially if they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
You tend to see that happen often. So
maybe we did a little. It was our gift.
Yeah. Like if you're like, oh, no, this is ours, you can't drive it. You can sit in there, though.
Hey, price of gas, though. Kids aren't getting go-karts nowadays.
The wheels thing was a thing when we were kids. So I got a motorized scooter. I was very excited about my motorized scooter. I lived in a small town, but not small enough like yours where it was like dirt roads everywhere.
It had to be on pavement though. Yours did, right?
Yeah, I was on pavement. But I had lots of accidents with wheel type cars when I was younger. So I don't think the motorized scooter lasted very long.
You got some priors out there.
No, but you want to know like oh my gosh, this is like a crazy story. When we were on a golf cart one time, this is also why I no longer stand on the back and hold on.
Cart girl.
No, I was not a cart girl. I was just riding on a golf cart.
Baser was. Watch your mouth.
I'm not saying anything bad about a golf. Oh, my Lanta. I was standing on the back of a golf cart holding on to the top,
mm-hmm.
and I fell off the back.
That's brutal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had scrapes for days.
You just slipped or they hit a bump?
Yeah, I hit a bump and I just went and like laid out on the pavement, and I never rode a golf cart like that again. I also stopped riding a lot of things with wheels after that.
Gotcha.
I got a lot of injuries. I also crashed on the motor scooter. Like, here's the problem with me, which is also why like doing gymnastics is a potential problem for me. I can be fearless. Like, as I've gotten older, it's kind of, you know, I've found some middle ground and don't take nearly the same risk. But when I was a kid, I was doing everything. I was like, nothing can stop me. I can't get hurt. And then I'd always get hurt.
Dang, Evel Knievel.
I was the youngest child. I was meant to be the rebel child. And I was. So I would always get hurt. I had a lot of injuries when I was younger. I have a scar under my chin that I'm going to have to ask my parents. I have no idea what it came from.
I was going to ask you about that.
My scar under my chin? You have no idea. I saw it the other day. I was like, I didn't even know I had that. Probably from one of my falls.
Yep.
That I don't remember. But yeah, did you ever crash in the go-kart?
I had 15 miles an hour, and it was a bigger dirt road. There really wasn't too much danger out there. Mm. And there wasn't a lot of traffic, so.
Did you ever have any like accidents like I'm talking about?
Later in life, I wouldn't say I was as much a daredevil as you were. I was probably the opposite of that. I was like never wanted to get dirty or hurt or anything like that.
Really?
Yeah, my mom said I'd play outside and I'd always just come to her and be like, just show her my hands, just because I didn't want to be dirty anymore.
You didn't like to be like dirt.
Yeah. So then I got hurt like in college. That's when I broke my arm and sports injuries and stuff like that.
Sports related, but you didn't like to get down and dirty when you were a kid.
No. But now, man, I love to shovel some dirt.
You don't. It's a lie. Oh, my God. Just straight up lying on the podcast, Ray. Thank you for that.
They all knew I was lying.
Oh, my gosh. I see you in there like this is a behind the scenes as we get into some more behind the scenes to happen. Ray, like every morning, he used to do it a lot more than he does now. But every morning I'd come in and I would see him and he's putting his lotion on his face, mm-hmm. and he'd have his stuff to put in his hair, mm-hmm. and then he'd eat his snack, and then he'd put his like chapstick on. He had this whole routine set up in the morning at the studio, not at home, in the studio.
Makes sense.
Do you still do that? I don't catch you as much anymore.
I got my cabinet right here.
It's still all in there, all the things.
Good stuff too. Spice bomb, little under eye called Disco.
Oh, now you have the under eye part of this
clear
procedure.
Eyes, and then I have for lipstick, not lipstick, but like whatever dudes wear, I don't know, lip stuff. It's called Sugar. It's like $40 a pop.
Oh, yeah. You got like a whole routine. Your skin does look great, though.
And then I have Perfecting Primer is what I spray on my face, too.
Oh, yeah. So, you got a whole routine.
Yeah.
But I'm not knocking that side because I think it's great for you.
We're live on Facebook every day, girl.
I know, but I'm not. Your skin looks great. Like, I think, guys, if you're looking for a facial routine, I think Ray needs to do one.
I just gave it to you guys.
The three things you use. You mean you don't use, let me ask you this, because I see this online all the time. Most guys have like the 3-in-1 body wash where it's like shampoo, no, body no. wash, and face. No. You don't use that?
I'd use like special shampoo that's good for my hair and stuff. It's like for thinning hair, it like builds it up strong. So
okay, so you got special shampoo, special face stuff, so and then you just have body wash.
Yeah, the body wash with my wife. She always gets these unique at Marshall's. Ones that are so discounted. So I'm using some amazing Neutrogena soap that used to be $80 for $10. Okay. She'll always crush it.
Is she a bargain hunter?
No, but we're right next to Marshall's, and it's the best for discount clothes and discount bathroom stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Marshall's is low key right there. Like, that's a good one. Oh, well, you just heard it. You heard a little behind the scenes of Ray's facial routine that happens in the studio every morning.
That's embarrassing.
I just think I've caught you less doing it, so I think you're doing it before we get here. But yeah, that was funny. Going into more behind the scenes, we had Charlie Worsham, Dierks Bentley, and John Osborne on the show this week, and John and Charlie performed their new collaboration. Dierks was just like here to hang out. Funny part of this is like the whole time the three of them were in here, all of us, when John and Charlie started performing, we're all sitting there like waiting for Dierks to sing. But then it never happened. And Dierks is like, yeah, I'm just here to hang out.
Never seen an artist do that one before, Dierks.
Especially not of like Dierks' caliber either, right? Like that massive of an artist just coming in here just to say hi.
Next week, Jason Aldean is just going to hang out and watch the Dixie Chicks.
Yes. It was
the Chicks.
Hilarious. Like,
sorry.
It may be one of my favorite moments from the show in recent times. Like just watching Dierks sit up there with his coffee like he's part of the crew.
That's funny.
And he, like, even behind the scenes, I had posted a TikTok. He came in and, like, watched Lunchbox and I learn our last TikTok dance. He's like, how do I do this? Can you teach me? And he was just watching. Just
down like, to earth, dude.
Normal dude. But the behind the scenes aspect of that is that Lunchbox and Eddie harassed him on the street when he was on his bike. They both ran up to him like they were both I can't say the word. Paparazzi.
They're the Nashville version of the LA TMZ.
They literally are. They saw him and they both whipped out their phones as fast as they could. It's like, oh my gosh, here's Dierks.
But they're the homeless version. They don't get to do it for any money. And they are tripping over and they're also in each other's footage.
Oh my
you don't
God.
See the TMZ guys doing that.
No, you do not. I got some food worlds for you, and I also got some trends, so I want to know about the trend that you were telling me about, too.
This is with middle schoolers. My nephew, he's 14, so 8th grade.
Yes.
We were in Chicago, and I guess it's a funny thing him and his friends do, and I'd use finger quotes by saying funny thing him and his friends do because it wasn't funny to me. So when they greet someone, when they say what up to somebody, they just say Merry Christmas. So we would walk into the hotel, and the person at the front was always friendly, and they'd be like, oh, my God. We were in Chicago for a weekend a month ago. They'd be like, oh, my gosh, welcome to the hotel. How's it going? And my nephew would be like, Merry Christmas. But it wasn't funny, but he said him and his friends say it to everybody. So they're on the basketball court, and, you know, I don't know, if you're shaking hands with a kid, Merry Christmas. I don't know what it means. It's like maybe it's sarcastic. Maybe it's just the Christmas spirit, but to them it's funny. And so he does it so much. My sister, who is his mom, was getting mad. You know, she was like,
why are you saying that?
Well, because it's just kids.
Yeah.
Why do kids do what kids do? But yeah, some of those people in Chicago, I think they got pissed. My nephew, he'd be like, Merry Christmas. And the guy's like, what do you mean by that?
It's probably because everyone's like, are you like tripping me out? Do I not realize it's Christmas? Like,
and maybe I'm in the complete dark here, but yeah, it's a thing that kids are doing.
No, you know who else does that?
The actual Merry Christmas?
Not Merry Christmas, but he does another holiday.
And this now it's all making sense.
You know who does it?
Lunchbox says Happy New Year.
Every morning he comes in, he's like, Happy New Year. And you're like, what?
Which is completely stupid and nobody does that. So now it all makes sense to me why my nephew does that. It's completely stupid and nobody does it, and it's not supposed to make sense.
Yeah, it may just be like their inside joke and they're like, haha, it's funny, I got him.
So if somebody says Merry Christmas to you and it's not Christmas, it's a millennial thing.
That is a weird thing. Also weird, even more so that Lunchbox does that, because now he is a toddler, basically.
By the third day my nephew was doing it, I was like, stop doing that, especially when you're around me. And it's also pissing people in Chicago off.
So you won't be saying Merry Christmas or Happy New Year to
Merry
anybody?
Merry Christmas, no. I will in December, but other months it makes no sense whatsoever. It confuses people and it also irritates them.
Yeah, this is very true.
Merry
also
Christmas.
At a time right now where in our society is easily irritated, I wouldn't push the buttons.
Yeah, I think my nephew offended like half of Chicago by doing that.
Oh, your poor nephew. He's like, I'm just trying to have a good time. Okay. Let me see if you're eating or drinking any of these things, okay?
Okay.
There are 10 like food and nutrition trends that are happening this summer. Passion fruit.
No.
No? Not a vibe? Okay. Cucumber everything.
Other vegetables I like better than those.
Do you have like a cucumber drink or a smoothie or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Baby bok choy.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's like a tofu. I'm not entirely sure. Listen, it's just on the list.
Maybe I had it on a Friday night drunk. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. That's possible. Matcha.
Chocolate that goes into the coffee?
Sure, matcha. I think it's like matcha tea, matcha.
Oh, is that?
It's like a powder. I think matcha is a powder.
Gotcha. Maybe sometimes my wife will get Starbucks. I don't really know what's in it. So, sure.
Very possible. You're
yes to
matcha.
That one.
Lavender. Do you use like lavender oils or anything like that?
I believe there's scents that maybe we're rocking at the crib, but not eating it.
Yeah, lavender has been a popular one for a minute. Hibiscus.
Tea?
Maybe. I mean, it could be anything. It says food and nutrition trends, so it could even be like something you're drinking. It could be something you're eating. You're smelling, you're sniffing.
I'm not a foodie. I don't live in Austin.
The ice cream reinvented. So not your regular chocolate, vanilla, strawberry ice cream. No, no, no. We're talking like hot chicken ice cream and potato chip ice cream.
I'm more, since childhood, chocolate chip cookie dough. That's the number one. A1, day one.
Chocolate chip cookie dough is your go-to every time.
Yeah.
Have you had No Baked here in town?
Is that at 5th and B?
It is at 5th and B. They have one there
I've
now.
Seen it. I've not been that, I'm a tempted type guy, but I have not tempted enough to actually eat it when I'm at 5th and B.
That's your favorite ice cream, you would love No Baked.
I know, that's kind of why I always just try to like look the other way.
Avoid it? Oh, yes. It's so good though.
Well, there's no way you're going to continue drinking after eating rocking some No Bake.
It just depends on your buzz there, right?
Sorry guys, I got to bail out. Kenny Chesney, I can't go to the concert. I ate a whole pint of No Bake.
You can get a mini one, Ray, okay? Edamame.
Yeah, I'm big into that.
I do love edamame.
It's one of my favorites, too.
Do you eat it, like, out of the thing and you just, like, pull it out with your mouth? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? That wasn't a great description.
I know, because there's those seeds or whatever that's in them. Yeah.
And they're like salted edamame. They're really high protein.
You can salt them. You can. There's also the, sometimes they make them a little hotter, but big appetizer.
All right. Big edamame fan. We got one. Okay. But these two, canned cocktails.
Yes. At the airport, we just had them.
Yeah.
When we were heading to Chicago, we did canned cocktails.
Do you like high noons? Cause those are my favorite.
We got an entire crate of them.
What?
Yeah, so there was a bar downtown, and they cleared all the alcohol out of this bar. And so they were just, we were friends of the people that were clearing it out. And so we got an entire crate.
What?
I know.
You want to just bring me like a 4-pack, right?
I will throw you an 18-pack.
I'll take any. I love high noons. Those are my favorite.
We had high noons so much at the Garth concert, I swore I wasn't going to drink it for months, and I haven't. Our bottom drawers of our fridge full of high noon. My wife has an entire side palette of like 24 packs. We have high noon everywhere, okay?
Yep. Hey, bring me some. I'll take it. I freaking love it. It's like my favorite. I guess you could say it's a canned cocktail. It's kind of a seltzer, but it has vodka in it. It's different.
I agree. It goes down really easy if that's what you're looking for.
Perfect summer drink, but please don't sell it out of stores so that I want to still drink it.
I hate to say it. It's better than White Claw.
Yes, you're finally on Team High Noon.
It's the new one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on Team High Noon for a minute. I never got into White Claws.
They call them Nooners.
Nooners. That's true. I'm going to have a Nooner. That was wasn't that your nap invention thing?
Never took off.
Yeah.
Failed idea.
Turned into a drink. non-alcoholic drinks is also a trend.
Probably not.
I can't say, like, if I'm not going to have alcohol in a drink, I just get water.
Exactly. There's better non-alcoholic drinks than non-alcoholic, alcoholic-looking drinks.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to get a piña colada without the rum.
Terrible.
That's not my vibe.
Uh-uh.
Okay, we're on the same. Pass. We're on the same there. So, two of them. I would try the ice cream reinvented, depending on the flavor. I'm all about the sweets. I could have just about any sweet.
But like, they don't say where to get it? I guess you just
it's everywhere. Like people are doing new versions
I know,
of ice cream.
You can't go to. I have right next to me randomly. There's a Baskin Robbins. There's no way they have ice cream reinvented.
Oh, they got some interesting flavors. That's for sure.
Yeah, but it's not ice cream.
It's
reinvented.
It's saying like all the just crazy flavors. Basically anything besides like vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry.
Gotcha.
Right. Like just yes. All these new flavors that are out there.
And I think they also do stuff where it's reinvented. So it's like an invention.
Yeah, they're like starting over.
Well, it's not the Dippin' Dots, but maybe it's a different texture.
Oh my god, I love Dippin' Dots. Do you like Dippin' Dots?
Don't know if I've ever had them.
They're the best thing in the world. If you ever go out to Opry Mills, they have it in the mall.
I know. Next baseball game I go to, I'll get some.
They're so good. In Sonic, a little food world here for you, just dropped their Sour Patch Kids slush float.
Mm.
A watermelon flavor slush with vanilla ice cream topped with Sour Patch Kids.
We might need to get those to the studio.
I think we do. Those are a good one. Like,
There's no way you can work after them, though.
they put you in a food coma?
But sugar high. I mean, we're all going to be like loving life.
Yeah, but their ice cream is so good, so I bet this is really good. Do you like Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could see it. Well, it's only there through May 30th.
No, that sounds money. I actually may get one before we get them for free.
Yeah?
Did you say it's available this weekend or it just started?
Yeah. No, it's just this weekend. Go get it.
Hey-o.
Go get it. Go try it out before
All right,
it goes
I'll give
away.
You guys a full review.
Yes. And then there was, they're gone now. I tried to jump online to buy one of these. Ritz crackers and Oreo just dropped, like they dropped a Ritz / Oreo treat. So it was a Ritz with peanut butter with a cream and an Oreo on top, half and half.
Sounds good.
Like the perfect sweet and salty mixture. Listen, I tried to jump online to buy one of like the 1,000 that they made and I couldn't get on the website.
Yeah, you buy me one of those, I'll get you the Nooners.
I was trying. I tried yesterday. It was
I'll
like
meet
on
you in
a
the back alley.
We have like a food deal going down.
Cops bust us. Hey, freeze, get against the car. Like, sorry, sir.
Sir, it's just food and alcohol.
It was just watermelon high nooners and some slushy treats with a Ritz cracker.
Oh, my God, yes. But, yeah, they looked really good, but I didn't get my hands on any of them. So.
Well, good luck. Hopefully you do.
I mean, hopefully. Hopefully they'll make another round. But, yeah, there's some food worlds, food trends, all the good things. Got any other behind the scenes? Because we got another one coming up.
Hit me.
You ready? Well, at number two on our best bits this week, Eddie barked in public.
Ridiculous. And I'm jealous of that.
you're jealous that he did it, or well, you're jealous that you didn't see it?
All you guys got to go experience it and have fun and laughing, and I was like strapped to this board in handcuffs.
Right. That's what I was going to tell you. Like, this behind the scenes is so awkward. I've never experienced so much awkwardness in my life. Okay.
For the dog thing?
Yes. Yeah, so, like, we all went into this coffee shop. Amy left because she felt awkward before it even started. Mike, Abby, and I were standing in this one area, and then Lunchbox was filming Eddie in this other side of the coffee shop, right? And you just start hearing it, and I'm like, oh, he's not doing it quietly. He's not like, ruff, ruff. He's like, ruff, loudly. And you're like, oh, my God, he's like going at it. Like,
I was impressed how into it he was.
Oh, yeah. He, like, went to town on it. And I was like, okay, this is getting awkward. And so, finally, we go, like, past a minute, and I'm like, this has to end. Nobody's stopping him. So I go up to, like, the worker, and I'm like, hey, like, don't you guys think you should go ask him to stop? Like, that'd probably be a good idea.
You tried to get them to stop? Yes. Well, because obviously we needed it to stop. Nobody wants to do that for 10 minutes. It's no longer funny.
And I was like, yeah, after like 1 minute, I'm like, okay, it's done. The bit's done. Like, somebody go get him to stop.
But you think, oh, you're going to go bark. Okay, somebody will stop you. Nope.
No. And when I asked this employee, Ray, she dead looked at me and she goes, I don't feel comfortable doing that. And I'm like, okay, we are. And then that's when I was like, I'm out. I'm not going to stay for the last minute and a half of whatever this lasts. Like, nobody's going to go up to him.
Props to Americans for being so nice and not stopping somebody barking.
What? Like, are we just so accustomed to seeing crazy things that that's...
I'm going to be real. Even if I was in my best mood on a Saturday getting coffee with Baser, if somebody was barking, I would go up to him and be like, come on, man. You're like ruining my day, or you're annoying me. I would say, I'm not just going to listen to a dude do that for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, is this a prank or something? You guys want to video me? You want to pull my pants down for humor? What do you want?
Give me something. And then I also overheard one of the other employees. She looked at the other one and goes, that's a human barking.
He made it so realistic. They thought a dog snuck in. Hey guys, please, no dogs in here.
Well, because sometimes there are coffee shops that allow like dogs inside. So I think at first they're like, oh, that's just like a dog.
Yes.
But then I think she realized pretty quickly, like, that's a human. And it this is the sequence of events. But yeah, after I asked that employee, I was like, I got to dip out of here. Like, I am not about to be a part of whatever's coming next.
And that's my new favorite corner coffee shop. And everybody's talking about it. It's all the buzz. And if you guys made it so that they don't get business anymore, I'm going to be so mad at you guys.
I don't think we did. I don't think we ever said the name of it. But I don't know that we're welcome back there again.
Definitely. No, that's also it. None of you fools can go back there.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, Ray, it was the most uncomfortable thing I have ever been a part of. So that was funny. But also, have you been to the Nashville SC game yet?
No. Get me some tickets. Also a shuttle. And free drink tickets. And
a lot of demands.
I need all that.
I'm just telling. Okay, I went to my first one. My friend lives right by the stadium, so we just like walked from her place.
I saw it because didn't you do a TikTok in your gear? So did you do the TikTok, then you went to the game?
No, we did the TikTok after the rain delay because we didn't stay for the game. But I'm telling you, we were living it up for like 45 minutes before the rain like came and everything. We were like, oh my. It feels like another world in there. Like, I've been to sporting events. That feels like a different world.
Agreed. Because we've never really had that type of soccer culture in America. And now mm-hmm. it's blowing up. Case in point, we have our own team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen some video footage of other cities. And these soccer fans go nuts.
Oh, they are wild. Like, the fan section was crazy. And, like, even when the rain started coming, they were still, like, ready to go.
A little too crazy.
But then, like, the lightning hit and everybody ran under the thing.
They're like, guys, we get you're crazy. You don't have to prove it anymore. Please, for your safety, get underneath the terrace.
But what's crazy about it, Ray, is like normally like a rain delay, lightning, like 30 minutes. And then after that, they're like, okay, we got to cancel. No, these people waited 3 hours for the delay and we left. So we waited about an hour and a half and then we finished our beers and we're like, okay, like we got to go. Whatever.
Hey, priorities, finish your beer.
I did. I wasn't going to waste the beer. It was huge too. So we finished that, but then we like go back to her apartment. Yes, we do the TikTok. We get done with the TikTok and we walk to some other bars and she's close enough to the stadium that you can hear. 3 hours later, we hear the announcer be like, okay, game on. And I'm like, it went back on.
So she lives really close to it.
Oh yeah. Like nice. right near there.
Well, but that's a vibe all in itself. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect little pregame spot.
Yeah, she was like, I'm going to become a soccer girl because, you know, I'm right here. Why not?
I'm going to need Baser to hit her up and become friends.
You guys could just come hang out with us.
You come over and hang one time and me or her Baser are there. Hey, can you believe it?
Bay, I feel like we found Morgan's friend.
Baser met your friend. Now we go come pregame for the soccer game. So yeah. Cool. How's it going? Morgan, yeah, I work with Morgan. Oh, y'all were friends?
There's another guy too. One of my guy friends, his friend bought the house that's literally next door to the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked from my friend's house to his pregame there and then just literally walked up the hill to the stadium.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm actually now a little jealous.
It was a whole vibe, but then the rain came and it ruined the whole thing.
Lunch went, it wasn't a good jealous story. He's like, oh, it was a shuttle and I was trapped in traffic and I had to walk.
Yeah, his three kids with him, right?
I know. I'm way more down with yours.
It was a vibe. We were having a good time. And then, you know, by the time we finished our beers, we were just wandering in the rain. So.
Smart.
It was having a good time. But I would say you should go. Like, it is. It's a great experience, and it is out of this world is how I can explain it.
I'll go. I'll see if Baser lets me bet on it.
Maybe. You guys bet on it together. Have you done anything else fun recently in Nashville or anywhere else?
Well, I was saying we went to Chicago, but yeah, in Nashville, I mean, this is a big Kenny Chesney weekend because we're doing the show and we're doing brunch. I think we may hit up stateside. We're going to make a day of it.
Have a whole day downtown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then Sunday, we got a massive pool party at the W rooftop.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just for fun or what?
It's some her dude, one of her friends, Surrey, he's like a socialite. So he knows everything, he has all the connections. I think he's putting this on. So it's just like the who's who gets to go to it. I can't just invite people.
The who's who?
Yeah.
And you're part of the who's who and the what's? Don't think I didn't know that.
So it's a massive weekend. We're excited.
Dang. And then pool party, Kenny.
Well, and then Monday we have another pool party at our apartment complex. So,
dang. Hey, can I come to the apartment pool party?
I actually can't.
What in the
They're
heck
strict
is
now.
Crap?
They're strict now, and we already gave out our passes. So.
Oh, you have to have like your few passes.
Yeah, and like they made strict stuff now. Like girls can't wear thong bikinis and stuff like that. So.
This is an interesting apartment. Like
they had to. They had to because it was like such a problem. People are bringing their kids and stuff, and their kids had never seen a butt before. And girls, every single one of them wears no back bathing suits.
Did Bay wear a no back bathing suit?
I mean, she's been known to wear, not like totally, but yeah, now that they made the rules, we need full coverage. Full supportive of it. I'm kidding. I was like, what the? My nephew, we brought him to the pool one time. He'd never seen bathing suits like that before.
And he's like, what is happening? He's like in Nashville at a random apartment pool.
We were there for 2 hours and he wanted to be there for a third. I was like, get your ass back in the apartment.
That would probably be why the rules are now in place, right?
Let's just say we were playing football for 2 hours, and he did not want to stop playing football.
Oh, my god!
And most of the passes were dropped because he was looking all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Y'all were having a good time. I get it. I am. I'm jealous of y'all's pool parties that you always have. So
They're good.
I'm glad you're going to have a jam-packed Memorial weekend. I don't. I mean, I got Kenny. I got the fashion show. I am planning to tube down the Harpeth. That's a plan.
This weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's part of the plan if the weather holds up.
Bring back all the stories. Because
yeah.
I've never done that, and I've never really heard anybody do it.
Have you ever like gone kayaking or...
Yeah, not here, but in other states.
Never here?
No, tubing was big in Texas. I've never really heard of tubing being big here.
Oh, yeah, they're all over.
Well, I know there's rivers and streams and lakes all over.
Well, you love the water. I'm just surprised you haven't figured it out yet. You love water.
But it's because the Cumberland's too dangerous to tube, so the Harpeth is an offshoot or whatever, and so that must be a slower-moving water body.
Yeah, I haven't tubed down there. I've done some kayaking and some different things on a few other rivers.
Dang, Pocahontas.
Listen, I love me a day on the water. If I could own a boat, Ray, I would, okay?
Listen up, guys.
A tube and a kayak is like a poor man's boat, okay? That's all I got.
Yeah, you'll see me on the Percy Priest. All those people are in their boats. We'll be on a pontoon.
Listen, I saw somebody discard of a jet ski, and I was like, can I fix that up? Because that'd be pretty cool. I thought about it. Don't have those skills, though.
That's a Christmas present idea.
What, fix up a jet ski?
No, get you a jet ski.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they like $4,000?
Maybe.
I don't know. But listen, I'm telling you, if there ever comes a day where I make a lot of money, I am buying myself a Mastercraft so I can spend every weekend on the lake.
Yeah, I want to live... I can't go into detail, so never mind. I want to live by our place.
I know what you're talking about.
There's a water body that is so dope. It has homes, and it's so sick, and you can, there's a slip, and it's just amazing. That's what I want in my future.
Ray can't go into detail because I have told him he has to put a lid on this one place in Nashville that he can't recommend to people.
And people hit me up on the DMs and they say, please tell me. And I said, all it would take is somebody screenshotting what I text you and then you telling Morgan, and I would lose her trust.
True. And so I'm telling you guys, it's far enough out of Nashville anyway that like it's not a tourist spot.
If you're a tourist, you're not going to want to come to it.
It's not. If it were cool enough for that, I'd be like, yeah, go. But it's like great for locals. Great vibe. But yeah, that's funny. You're like, I can't say. I did do like the Cruise and Tiki's thing. Those are fun.
I saw that.
Old Hickory. Mm-hmm. I've done it twice now, and it's a good vibe. Like, you want to just go like drink, have a little tiki with a few friends, and you're just floating on the water. That's a cool vibe.
And they have a driver, obviously, right?
Yeah, you're not driving.
Okay.
You got a little boat. You got a little, the tiki's technically kind of a boat, so you got a little boat driver. Right. Yeah.
No, it looks like a blast.
Yeah, it's out on Old Hickory. It's like 40 minutes away, so that's a good time. If you're coming to town and you want something on the lake, that's so much fun.
And you've done it 10
twice.
Times. Oh, I've seen you post about it multiple times.
No, I've only done it twice. I did it with my family and I did it with some girlfriends. So
I'm like, I must be missing out on these tikis.
You are.
I never knew they were that much of a blast.
Oh, they are. They're a great time. But yeah. And then at number one, y'all, you know, we don't have anything to talk about after this one. Bobby shared his thoughts on the shooting in Texas and it was really emotional and he just spoke from the heart, but it was something you guys all shared all over social media and really felt connected to it. So I thought it was appropriate to play it back here. So beyond that, though, we're not going to talk after that one. We're just going to say our goodbyes. Ray, you got to tell the people where they can find you.
Yeah, peace out. Hit me up on @ Sizz and Raymundo for Twitter and Instagram, even though Twitter seems like it's going the way of the dodo bird.
Dodo bird.
And then also Ray and Bay Designs. We got some Johnny Depp and Amber Heard stuff up there.
No, you didn't.
Hit it up on Etsy.
Oh, Ray. Okay, Etsy. And then where they can hear you?
Sore Losers Podcast, 3 days a week, just wherever you listen to music or podcasts, Google or whatever, search engine, Sore Losers Podcast.
That was a lot to get to.
Hey-o!
Sore Losers Podcast. Make sure y'all check out BobbyBones.com for lots of videos and blogs from this week. Also, our socials @ Bobby Bones Show, and I am @ Webgirl Morgan. You can see some of the videos I talked about. You can also see some other fun things up there. I don't know. I got nothing else to say. Ray, I hope you have a great holiday weekend.
Peace, you too.
Enjoy the pool parties that you didn't invite me to.
I've never been pool partied out until this weekend.
Bye, y'all. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.